And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. Well, no, I think probably since we don't have, yes, we have our guest now, so I hold your calls. We have with us on board Shane Ellison. And Shane was trained production of medicines. He has his master's in drug technology. And I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself and how he got involved in trying to expose some of the scams that are being waged against the hearts and minds and souls, yes, and on the longevity of the American people today. Shane, thank you so very much for being with us.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and how you came out to be a crusader against the drug industry?
Excellent. Well, I'm a drug chemist, and by education and by trade, I studied the design of medicine, and I have a master's degree in organic chemistry, and once I graduated from college, I went on to make drugs for Eli Lilly, which are the makers of Prozac and many other popular drugs. They're one of the largest drug distributors on the planet.
All right, fine. And what did you find out when you were working for them? Weren't you involved in some of these drugs that were being used for cancer of the breast?
Yes, I was. My initial job was to design derivatives of tamoxifen because it was discovered that tamoxifen was causing cancer. But there's a huge paradox there because tamoxifen is actually prescribed to fight cancer.
And so we're prescribing a drug for cancer that produces cancer. What sort of cancers did tamoxifen produce?
Cervical and breast cancer.
All right,
most
fine.
Notably.
Well, of course, but it was being given for breast cancer, as I remember.
Yes, it was. It was being given because in the early days of tamoxifen, the scientists found that it bound to the estrogen receptor, and they thought, well, great, then it must block estrogen, which is one of the causes, excess estrogen is the cause of cancer. But as science continued, we found out that while it was binding to the estrogen receptor, it wasn't blocking it, but it was also potentiating it. It was activating the estrogen receptor, and as a result, it was causing cancer. So I was enlisted to design a much better drug, but we were unsuccessful in our attempts. And as a result, our job was canceled, and they continued marketing tamoxifen as an anti-cancer drug.
Even though that they knew that it produced cancer. Now, that sounds like such an incredible thing that a lot of our listeners out there are saying, that couldn't be, because after all, we have the FDA there to protect us, but we saw how well they protected us as far as Vioxx was concerned. And, of course, I think that story is pretty well told. I mean, they knew from the initial studies, never published, but the initial studies that Merck had done showed that Vioxx increased the incidence of heart disease and stroke sevenfold compared with the people who didn't take it. And this, of course, information is contained in Dr. Graham's testimony before the Senate. If you haven't gotten that, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of it. You just write to us and ask for a free copy of Dr. Graham's testimony, Senate testimony in November of last year, or you can go up on the Internet and pull it down. Read it through and understand they knew it was going to kill people, and they went ahead and marketed it anyway, and the government let them do it. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Shane Ellison, and today we're talking with him about the medicines, so many medicines that you're taking, but one we're specifically going to be talking about is the statin drugs. $26 billion last year in profits. And if you go to, for instance, the Crest store, you've probably all seen those ads on television of the man walking down the blue spiral staircase. And at one point, next time you see the ad, watch it very carefully, and they flash something on the screen for about a fraction of a second. It says something about 7% placebo, and then that's all it says. And you never know quite what it's saying, but if you read the brochure in the PDR, you'll find that there is no, this is what they say, not what I say, there is no scientific evidence that use of Crestor is going to have any effect on cardiac morbidity. In other words, no evidence is going to stop you from dying of heart disease or from coronary artery disease. If anybody of you would like to have that information, we'll be glad to send it to you, although you can get it off the Internet, or you can get it certainly from the drugstore when you buy your Crestor. There's no evidence at all that it helps either prevent cardiac morbidity, which is a big term, meaning dying from heart disease. So, Shane, if there's no evidence, it really prevents you from dying from heart disease. At least this is what they say in their PDR, Physician Desk Reference Brochure. Why is everybody taking the statin drugs?
That's an excellent question. Why is everybody consuming statin drugs, and why are millions of doctors prescribing statin drugs if they're not preventing heart disease? And it's quite simple. The drug companies spend more money on direct-to-consumer advertising than they do on research. So essentially, the direct-to-consumer advertising has smothered common sense among the people and among the medical doctors as well.
And, of course, the drug companies have put together a committee. They call it what, the National Committee for Education?
Yes, it's the National Cholesterol Education Program, known as NCEP. This is a controlled opposition group paid for by the drug industry. And what that group has done is that they've convinced the entire world, basically, that having low cholesterol prevents heart disease. Now, let me define low cholesterol by them. Currently, that definition is about 200 total cholesterol, but it's going to get lower because the lower it goes, the more patients they have. I call it converting healthy people into patients, and it can be done with one committee. That is the National Cholesterol Education Program.
And, of course, this is really a great scam. When I went to medical school, while the normal cholesterol was 230, before that it was 280, today it's 170. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And, you know, it's amazing. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. And if they can convince the American people that you've got to get your cholesterol down below 200. That's the way it started. I mean, when I practiced medicine, the upper limits of normal were 230. Before that, in the years prior to that, doctors accepted a level of 280 was quite acceptable. Oh, no, we got to get it down to 230. Now we got to let it down to 200. Now we got to get it less than 170. And when you get below 170, why don't you tell our listeners what cholesterol does, why it's so important, why you need cholesterol for good health?
Yes, because the dangers of using a cholesterol-lowering drug are twofold. One is that the drug has direct negative side effects, and two, having low cholesterol of 170 or lower also has negative side effects.
And, of course, people who are on statin drugs for a long time begin to get dementia. Why do they get dementia?
Exactly. Cholesterol is the most important molecule in the human body, period. And that bears repeating, that it is the most important molecule in the human body, period. And the reason being is because cholesterol is responsible for holding the cell membrane together. All the billions of cells in your body, they're being held together by cholesterol. This is no different than nails holding your house together. Now, if you start pulling the nails out of your house, it's going to fall down. Well, the same exact thing happens with the body. And we see that breaking down of the body. We see that in the form of Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, or just simply dementia, forgetting where your car was parked, forgetting where you left your keys, you know, every 10 minutes. And if you continue on the cholesterol-lowering drugs, the statins, these things begin to get worse, and they become diagnosed as a disease. But the relation to the drug, or the cholesterol-lowering drugs, isn't being made.
And, of course,
so accepted.
Have you ever heard that people will get a feeling of anxiety or unease when they're on these for a period of time?
I have not.
All right, fine. Well, certainly we know that it attacks the muscle tissue, and a certain number of people will get fatal rhabdomyolysis, taking this drug, which I do not believe, has any real value. Oh, they have some statistics that tell you 20 to 30% improvement in morbidity. But, of course, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And if you look at the Pavlikov study, why, of course, with a large study of middle-aged men, You know, the group that took the drug, only 4.6% died. The ones that didn't take the drug, 5.7% died. And that's how they get the 30% longevity, or was it 40%? Somehow or other, they jiggle those figures around.
Yeah, statistical contortionists getting in there and making the figures sound much better than they are.
And, of course, there's no studies on what it does to women. There are no studies of what it's done to older men. And yet, every older person is going to go in. They're going to tell them, well, based upon this study on middle-aged men, why every older man's got to get their cholesterol down, you know, below 100, at least below 200, preferably to 170. What madness is this? What the studies show, it increases the incidence of cancer. Would you like to talk a little bit about that, Shane? Because
yes, I'd love to talk about the cancer issue, because I consider it the coming plague. Because if you're 40 years or older and you have a heartbeat, you're going to be prescribed a statin drug. And what happens is, over long-term use of a statin drug, it begins to mimic a compound, a cancer-causing compound known as vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF for short. And this growth factor elicits cancer. But it's flying under the radar because drug studies aren't being performed long enough to actually see it on the radar. There's only one, Pravacol. And what happened was we saw a 1,500% increase.
1,300%? Well, 1,300%. One woman got cancer in the group that didn't take the Pravacol, and 12 got it in the group that did.
Exactly.
Well, but they say, oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. That's just statistically, it's a statistical aberration, which means we don't like that result, and we don't want people to know that our drugs produce cancer in women.
Exactly. Truth in medicine has been smothered. It's gone, and it's been replaced with profiteering, period. And people need to start taking in to account common sense. They need to start thinking before they start taking these drugs.
And I think that really what you really need to do, Shane's written a wonderful book. We carry it. It's an inexpensive little book. It's
$9.95. Put all of this into writing to educate the people, because I realized that drug companies weren't backing down and medical doctors are far too busy to look at the real, raw data.
And so you need to be able to get this, and you can get these studies. A lot of these are up on PubMed, but you need to know what the studies are. You're going to get lost. So that's why Shane's book is so great. And we put together a 4-tape set on statin drugs. Why? Because this is a poison. We're talking about millions and millions, probably 12, 15 million Americans are on a drug that produces cancer, rhabdomyolysis, hepatic damage, and certainly because it acts by certainly poisoning your liver.
Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all of these side effects are possible.
And you're not going to hear about this, and your doctor's not going to hear about this. Could you imagine the detailed man or woman coming into the doctor's office and say, let me tell you about all the complications that your patients can get if you prescribe this medication that we want you to sell? Because we made $26 billion on this last year, and we want to make more than that this year. If you haven't yet read Marshall Angell's wonderful book, she was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, the single most prestigious journal we have in the United States. She holds a position at Harvard University. She wrote a book, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. And they came after her. I mean, I know, as I debated somebody from the drug industry, and they let it be known, they sort of let it slip out that they were monitoring everything she was doing. And I said, oh, are you really monitoring everything that she does, every time she does a television program, every time she does a radio program? And the man from the drug company, the doctor, said, oh, well, we have a clipping service. Well, I can tell you the clipping service, you know, does not give you all that information. I do a lot of programs. They are not on any clipping service. They are simply watching her. Why? Because she had the audacity to tell the truth. She was concerned about the health of the American people, which the drug companies are not. They're concerned about the bottom line. You need to get her book, and you need to get Shane's book. Great book. It's easy to read. It's brief. It's to the point. And, you know, certainly it gives you the information you need to know. Now, let's look at what the statistics really show. If you are a middle-aged man, and you've really never had a heart attack, what good do the lowering your cholesterol do?
Well, it won't do any good, but it's going to do bad, and that's an important note because all the cholesterol-lowering drug trials had a huge bias, and that bias was that it was these drugs were only tested on middle-aged men. So if you're a woman or part of an ethnic group, child, and you're on these medications, well, you're acting as a guinea pig because these drugs have never been tested for safety or efficacy before. Now, with respect to men taking the drug, there is no increased longevity.
All right. Now, what about if you've had a heart attack, and then of course you take the drug, and of course they will tell you 30 to 40%, you know, a dramatic increase in longevity if you take the drug. What is the truth if you are a middle-aged man, have had a coronary artery disease? What are the statistics showing?
Right. This is a very important note because if you look at men who have had a heart attack and they've also began to take a statin drug or a cholesterol-lowering drug, it shows that it increases survival rates by 3%.
All right, increases survival rates by 3%. Now that's survival rates from coronary artery disease, but what about the complications? What about mortality?
Exactly, because that 3% elucidated a lot of information to scientists, and what it showed was that that 3% increase in survival was not a result of lower cholesterol. It was completely independent, but a result of the anti-inflammatory effects of a statin drug. So what they told scientists was that you could use a natural anti-inflammatory that didn't have the negative side effect of the cholesterol-lowering drug.
And I think what's so important is for people to understand that half of the heart attacks have nothing to do with cholesterol at all. They're related to inflammation. And if you can slow down the
inflammation,
half the people have, with coronary artery disease, have an elevated C-reactive protein, which is a means of gauging inflammation in the body.
Yes, it's the marker for inflammation, and that's what really solidified the hypothesis that heart disease is an inflammation disease, and there are a myriad of naturally occurring, very safe but very effective anti-inflammatory natural medicines out there, most notably vitamin C.
And of course the thing is that they don't want you to know that. They want you to believe you've got to take these statin drugs or you're going to die. And next time you see that advertisement of the man walking down the blue spiral staircase, and notice they just flash on the screen for a fraction of a second something about a placebo study, and I defy anybody in the audience to tell me what that study says, unless of course you're recording it and you can actually keep it there. But it's about one frame because I've watched it half a dozen times, and I can't see what it says. Maybe we should record it and play it back. But if you read what now the advertisement is for Crestor, but read what the Crestor's PDR entry says, the package insert. Or we'll be glad to send it to you in underline in yellow, because it's about 3 pages long. You get lost. They destroy you with too much information. You've got so much information, you can't figure what they're saying. And they love to use these big words that you can't interpret. Well, as a physician, even though I was an orthopedist, I knew what the verbiage was. And when they talk about morbidity, they mean you're going to die. And they say that taking this drug is not going to decrease your cardiac morbidity. It's not going to decrease your dying from heart disease. But, of course, they're not going to tell you that because they want you to buy their drug, $26 billion worth of it. Well, this is an incredible story, and I seek to sound callous and indifferent, but it's one of the greatest scams of all time. And the fact that this is being pushed on the American people by a clever marketing scheme, and nobody within the medical profession wants to speak up because everybody's doing it, because nobody is really telling the doctors what these studies show. There are a few doctors out there who are doing it, but of course they come under the same attack that poor old Dr. Marshall Angel has for telling the truth. This is a fascinating 4-tape set, Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something
they might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our 4-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
And Dr. Day was the medical director of Planned Parenthood.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We're talking about with Shane Ellison, who's written a fascinating book on the statin drugs. And what's the title of the book, Shane?
Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs and How to Avoid Heart Disease Naturally.
Now, this is an easy book to read. You can read it through in a couple of hours. But, you know, it could very well save your life. I think the material in the book is valid. And we carry the book, and we also carry a 4-tape set on the statin drugs. And I think it's vitally important that you understand that there is a great deal of intentional misinformation and disinformation out there. Now, Shane is saying that, you know, if you are a person, middle-aged man, and you've actually had a coronary artery attack, you've had this way, your mortality from heart disease is about 3% better, but your overall mortality isn't that much better, because you're going to die of the other complications of this. And
exactly.
So why don't you just list all of the complications of the statin drugs for our listeners?
First and foremost is muscle weakness, muscle damage, muscle pain. That's a result of rhabdomyolysis. muscles are breaking down, they're essentially getting eaten, and they're going into the bloodstream and getting clogged up into the kidney.
But a lot of people won't have the frank rhabdomyolysis, but they will have sore muscles. In fact, that's a very common complaint because, of course, it has attacked the molecular structure of the muscles.
Sore muscles. And then we also have, next up on the list, and this was actually identified, this side effect was identified with the very first drug on the market with the patent by Merck for their cholesterol-lowering drug, and that is CoQ10 depletion within the heart muscle, which causes heart failure. The heart essentially has no more energy to pump blood throughout the 60 to 100,000 miles of arteries and veins in the body, and you simply die.
And, of course, the thing is, CoQ10 ordinarily is in the body, and it's essential for the energy it acts in the mitochondria of every individual cell. But the statin drugs lower CoQ10. Now, you could make up for that if your doctor knew about it and he actually ordered that for you, but the average doctor is never told because the drug companies don't want them to know that you're going to lower the CoQ10 level, which leads to congestive heart failure. And a lot of people have died of congestive heart failure on the statin drugs because they had a low CoQ10 level. Isn't that right, Shane?
Exactly. And then next up on the list, after CoQ10 depletion / heart disease, we have dementia, and it's very, very common. I've seen it firsthand among loved ones who are on these drugs. Fortunately, they're now off after reading my book. They're able to take that book to their doctor and say, don't ever prescribe it again, and here's why, and the doctor never questioned them again. Dementia is very prominent among statin users, and that can result in Alzheimer's eventually. And we also see Parkinson's disease, and most notably, cancer. Cancer has, it's interesting because we've got a statistical correlation. We've got a massive increase in statin drug use, and now cancer has also become the number one killer within the United States as of January 2005.
But of course, some of their own controlled studies show the relationship between breast cancer and the use of the statin drugs.
Exactly.
And you know, with one group having one case and the other group having 12 cases, would you really want to have your wife taking a statin drug? First of all, because there are no studies that they show they help women. All the studies are done in men. And I think most people probably suspect there's a difference between how men and women respond physiologically. So why don't they do some studies? Well, they did have, obviously, this one study on women, but there weren't very many of them. And in that, do you remember how many women there were in that study where one woman got the breast cancer in the control group and 12 in the group that were taking, what was it, Pravacol?
Yes, it was Pravacol, and if my memory serves me properly, I think there were 15 to 20.
All right. I mean, there were not that many women who were involved in this.
No, there were very few women, and they've also had to go back and do meta-analyses on all the other studies combining all the women so they can have, you know, thousands of women and look on at the effects of these drugs, and they've done that, combining all the women from other studies to try to see a benefit, and there was none.
And the thing is, then why are they prescribing it if it produces cancer? $26 billion. Why do you think Merck actually put out, Vioxx when they knew it was going to kill people? Well, they made an awful lot of money out of it. And the important thing when you're in a corporate structure is the bottom line. Not whether you're going to help people. You sort of hope that if you get into trouble, you're not going to have a lot of lawsuits. If you do, you pay them off. And of course, then if the worst thing can happen, of course, you go into bankruptcy and then you can write off all your responsibilities and change the name of your company and come back again. Would anything that be that callous? Well, there is another agenda. If you've read my material on population control, you realize there really are some evil and wicked people out there. We're going to be right back with Shane. Welcome your calls at Radio Liberty.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest today is Shane Ellison. His book and give that title one more time, Shane.
Yes, the title of the book is Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs.
Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs. It's an excellent book, and we do carry that. We also have a four-tape set on this. You need to get the facts, but don't you take what we say. If you'd like to get certainly that, the PDR page from Crestor, we'll be glad to give it to you underlined in yellow so that you don't have to go through all three pages to see the important thing, because they bury it in all this barrage of material where they say it really doesn't do any good. It doesn't cut cardiac morbidity. And of course, we've got Ed calling from Pennsylvania. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ed, how are you today?
Okay, hanging in there. I wanted to ask a question about my cousin's son has a problem with producing excessive cholesterol.
Okay, well, what's his
genetically? And it's through his father. It's
all right,
genetically
fine.
A problem. So what can somebody like him do?
All right, friend, how high is his cholesterol? Do you have any idea?
Not offhand, but I didn't. I know that he's supposed to be going to a doctor that's claiming that he's got a genetic defect.
Some people
produces excessive cholesterol.
Remember, the body produces cholesterol. Now, I'm sure that sometimes the body may produce too much cholesterol, although it would be very unusual. But the cholesterol, most of the cholesterol in our system, is produced by our body because it's so essential for our lives. Shane, do you know anything at all about the people who have genetic predispositions?
Yes, it's a very small majority, maybe 1% of the population. And all too often today, if you have a total cholesterol of 300 or 400, they immediately tell you that, well, you have a genetic predisposition to producing more cholesterol than you need, and now you need a drug. And this is simply, again, turning healthy people into patients, because we find in numerous studies that having a total cholesterol level of 400 is better suited for survival than having a total cholesterol level of 200.
And I think that was one of the interesting things I had saw in your book. Did you have a reference on that to recall?
Yes, it's, I don't have the book in front of me or the reference, but it is referenced in the book. The studies are there.
And I think that's really why this book is so important. Ed, it's got all the sources of reference, and you can track these down, or Shane can help you get them. But these studies are there. But the average doctor doesn't read this. He's been so terrified by, you know, what he's told. If you don't get that cholesterol down below, 200 or to 170, why, this patient's going to die. And, you know, they're absolutely right. We're all going to die, but some of us are going to die from the drugs we're taking.
Yeah.
Anything else, Ed?
Well, yeah, I've been told, like, they said they're trying to say that my LDL is too low.
Yeah, these are lipoproteins. These are the vehicles, the taxis for cholesterol, and there's many of them. But the public has been trained to parrot that LDL is bad cholesterol, HDL is good cholesterol. It's simply
They're saying my HDL is too low also.
That right. Okay.
Yep, and there's no good or bad cholesterol.
And I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. I suggest you get the book, read it. It's quick read, and then check the facts out. A lot of people believe what the doctor tells them, and the doctor believes what he hears at the meetings, financed by the drug companies, what he reads in his journals, financed by the drug companies, what he hears from the detail women and men who work for the drug companies. You're going to have to look after your own health and your family's health, Ed.
That's why, you know, Dr. Stan, you're doing tremendous work. You're educating the people, and that's what I believe we have to do, is educate the people, because the drug companies and the doctors are not going to follow our lead. They're driven by profit, not by health.
But you see, the studies are all out there, and that's what's so incredible.
It is. It's all out there in black and white.
I mean, you read the Pravacol study, and you say, why is anybody taking Pravacol? You know, they will tell you there's a 30% increased survival rate. The difference between 4.6 and 5.7% is 30%. Well, it depends on how you do the statistics, you know.
Yep, whether you're doing absolute or relative statistics, exactly.
Figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure, and they can twist the statistics. It's sort of like the government insists there's no inflation. Now, if you look and see what's happening, the price of electricity and natural gas, the price of gasoline, the price of housing, the price of health care, the price of food, the price of most of the things you buy outside of Walmart, why, you're going to have to make a choice. You're either going to believe your lying eyes, or you're going to have to believe what the government tells you. Well, I would rather believe my lying eyes and look and see what these studies actually show rather than what everybody says. Anything else, Ed?
I think that's it for now.
God, thanks so much.
Stay healthy, Ed.
I'll try. I'm a type 2 diabetic.
Well, are you overweight?
Not now.
Okay, fine. Well, you keep that weight down, because that's so vitally important. Anyway, thanks so much, and have you read the Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life?
I haven't yet, no.
All right, well, read it. I think it'll give you a lot of great information.
Book.
Hey, thanks so much. Let's go to David calling from Illinois, and again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Fine. I work at a hospital and medical complex.
Right.
And I'm 48, and I take Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A. The doctor said it's the latest and greatest drug. Do you know anything about
Zetia,
it?
Yes, Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A.
Okay.
It's a mixture. There's two drugs in Zetia, and they're both designed to, again, lower your cholesterol, and they promote it by saying that sometimes your diet and exercise is not going to have an effect on lowering cholesterol, but our drug will. And they sell the drug under those guises. Now, it is well known, it has been well known for decades, that diet rarely has any effect on cholesterol, because the liver produces cholesterol and it upregulates the production of cholesterol when we stop eating cholesterol. Why? Because cholesterol is the most important molecule in the human body, period. And if you're lowering it, you're risking negative side effects and longevity.
And I think people have to understand that the cholesterol makes up the membrane of the cells. You limit the cholesterol, you destroy this elasticity in the cells. And, of course, our brain is largely fat, and fat and cholesterol and these things. So you take away the cholesterol, and this is why some people, an increasing number of people, are getting dementia.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
because that fat breaks down. That fat cannot maintain a cellular membrane because it doesn't have the nail. It does not have the cholesterol to support that membrane. And the neurons begin to break down. The neurotransmitters no longer fire properly. They can't reproduce. And you get dementia. Your brain stops working properly.
And I think what the really strength of Shane's material, his book, is that he references articles not in the Podunk or the Russian or the Lithuanian medical journal, but certainly within our own medical journals here, the large studies that have been done by the drug companies. It's how you interpret those drug companies that's important.
Exactly.
Now, can the process be reversed if people stop taking the statin drugs? Or is there a point of no return where you've taken them so long they've done so much damage to your muscles or to your brain or to your heart or the others? Because, of course, you limit the CoQ10 to our bodies. We cannot survive. We have to have CoQ10 because it energizes the cells. And, of course, you take away the CoQ10 and these people die of heart failure. But the average doctor doesn't know that the statin decreases CoQ10. Why aren't they telling him that, Shane? Well, I mean, you would think that would be the first thing that the drug
companies
would tell the doctor.
You would be, because it's been known for decades, because it was the first discovered negative side effect of cholesterol-lowering drugs when the patent was filed. And doctors are simply taking orders from the drug companies. And it's sad today that we have to talk about the fact that you don't need a drug to be healthy, because 30 years ago, it was a well-known fact that medicine was for emergency only. But now, people have been convinced that to be healthy, you need daily medicine. And that's the antithesis of what is true. But if you say otherwise, people can't believe it.
Well, of course, the thing is, if you look at the stock market, what has actually made the greatest profits over the last two decades?
Even in deficits, even right. When the stock market crashes, the drug companies are still making money.
Well, now, is this process reversible, or do you ever get to the point where you've done so much damage by taking these drugs to the membranes of your cells, to your heart because of deprived CoQ10, to your muscles because of the rhabdomyolysis? Of course, if you get a full-minute rhabdomyolysis, while your muscles simply dissolve, gets into your kidneys, and it kills you. It's
exactly
a rare frequency, but so many people will get sore muscles that are on the statin drugs. And
sore muscles, yep.
But is this process reversible?
For a select few, it is reversible, and for those who have heart failure, obviously you can't reverse a car wreck or a car accident. And for those people whose kidney fails, well, you can't reverse that either, and you can't reverse a failed liver, damaged liver. For those people facing dementia, I've seen phenomenal cases where people come off the cholesterol-lowering drugs, go on CoQ10, begin taking vitamin C 2 to 10 grams daily, and they will tell me they feel 10 years younger. And you know what? They look 10 years younger. And this goes on, you know, after about 6 months to 12 months, they look fantastic. They have a new lease on life. So in some instances, it can be reversed.
And, of course, we saw this with Vioxx. All the doctors were pushing Vioxx and Bextra and Celebrex. And, of course, Celebrex increases the incidence of heart disease as well, about triples it, you know, from if
yep.
you don't take it at all.
It does.
And it wasn't because the doctors wanted to hurt anybody. They just didn't know. Because nobody ever told them until Dr. Graham risked his life and his livelihood by testifying before the Senate and telling the truth. And I will tell you one thing, and that is that FDA has been at least a little bit better on a couple of the things that are going on. You know, trying, of course, recently, Accutane. I think they said there has to be a registry. Everybody on Accutane. Why? They were giving this drug that they knew if a woman took this for her acne and she had, you know, a child, that child would be born deformed. And they knew that women were told this, and they went right ahead and took it anyway. And how many deformed children have we gotten from a dangerous drug that has simply been put on the market? And, of course, it's covered, and you say, well, you know, it's right there on the label in that small print there that nobody ever sees. You know, you should have known. Too bad about your deformed child. That will be a burden the rest of your life. Let's go to Thomas, who's calling from, of all places, Sweden. Hi, Thomas. How are you doing? Thomas, are you there?
Yes, do you hear me?
I certainly do, right. And Thomas has worked in New York. Were you an American who went to Sweden, or were you a Swedish guy who came to America?
Well, I'm an American for a while.
All right, fine. Anyway, as Thomas is listens to us regularly and sends me emails regularly. Anyway, what did you... go ahead. Do you have anything you'd like to...
Yeah, you said something at the beginning of the program that set off alarm bells in my head. You asked, is it Allison? Is that correct?
Yes, Shane Allison.
Yeah, you asked if low cholesterol could possibly cause anxiety. Now, I deal with a lot of teenagers, and in particular teenage girls who want to look like stick figures so they never eat anything, right?
Yes.
And when they cut out normal fats like butter and margarine and cooking oil from their diet, let's say 3 months, and they were all depressed, almost like depressive psychosis, and displayed symptoms of anxiety.
I think that's an excellent observation. And, you know, when you say anxiety, I see that as aggression. And I think the two are interchangeable behaviors. And there has been an excellent study done. And again, I don't have it in front of me, but I've read it and studied it, and it shows that high school students, most notably high school students with low cholesterol, have significantly increased rates of aggression. And I would say that aggression could also be seen as anxiety.
Go ahead, please, Doctor.
No, go right ahead, Thomas.
Well, you could see that they, in a sense, they were trying to compensate for this, increasing, I guess, the dopamine or something in their brains. Because then they started smoking, and they were smoking like fiends.
Excellent, excellent point. Yes, with nicotine, also sugar use jumps up. All of these are trying to compensate for what I call an opioid agonist, the feel-good feeling, because they're losing the essential molecule, cholesterol, and their body, being unhealthy, is not able to produce it any longer.
Okay, anything else you want to say, Steve? Thomas? Mm-hmm.
No, the one thing I would like to say, God bless everyone at Radio Liberty. I think you do a fantastic job.
Amen to that. I'm with you.
Hey, thank you. It must be midnight over there in Sweden, isn't it?
It's 01:48.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Thomas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
1:48 in the morning. Thomas is up all night listening to us. We have listeners in Norway and in Europe as well. Anyway, let's go to Roger calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Alan, did you have a question for our guest or comment? Roger, are you there?
Oh, yes. I would like to ask both these doctors. I heard it was Dr. Jennifer Daniels a few days back on with Dave and Joyce. Would you care to quantify, just a guesstimate, about how many of these doctors may have more than an inkling of what you're talking about, but they're petrified into prescribing because of the drug company, profiling, to make sure they're prescribing enough? Otherwise, the heavy hand of the FDA comes down on them, or the drug licensing, their state licensing board.
That's an excellent point. They always profile to see which doctor is prescribing which drug. And if that doctor's not prescribing drugs, then the detail men and women are sent in, and those detail men and women ensure that doctor is going to prescribe drugs. And they do that through various means, being nice, looking good, offering consulting fees. Hey, speak at the lunch, we'll pay you $1,500, et cetera, et cetera. There's numerous ways to use the shock collar, what I call it.
And then eventually they turn the screws if all that doesn't work.
Exactly. They turn the screws.
I'll tell you what, when they offer you that $1,500 for giving a lunch and talk, that's an awful temptation. I'll tell you, when I was offered that to bribe me, it was awful hard to turn down. But fortunately, my wife wouldn't let me do it. God bless. Thanks, Roger. Let's go
God
to Mike.
Bless your wife.
We got Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Stan. I was just wondering, what would be a good way to get cholesterol? I can't imagine you're recommending that we eat at McDonald's and Burger King.
No, your body's going to actually create your own cholesterol.
Yeah.
Your liver is an amazing organ. It knows how much cholesterol you need, and it produces it for you.
Okay.
And how would you respond? Anything else different, Shane?
No, just keep eating your healthy fats and keep your body weight down and let your liver do what it needs to do naturally.
And be sure you get your omega-3 fish oils. That's an important thing.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, God bless. Okay, well, the hour just sort of flies by. And Shane, I want to thank you so very much for being with us.
Goodbye. I had a great show. Lots of fun.
Let's get your website out there.
Yes, www.health-fx.net.
One more time.
www.health-x.net.
And we're going to get Shane on to tell you about his other book that is even, well, it's along the same line and even better. God bless. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com. Or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Health
Journalist Bill Sardi. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and the book by Shane Ellison, The Truth About Statin Drugs, The Truth About the Statin Drugs. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Have we got a four-tape set on the statin drugs? Important that you get the information, that you check out the facts. Don't take what I say. Get hold of the medical articles and read them, and we'll be glad to send you free of charge what the Crestor people say about their medication. You know, is this really going to save your life? Remember that spiral blue staircase, the man coming down, if you watch television, great ad. And then notice how they flip on the screen there just momentarily for a fraction of a second, something about 7% placebo, but you can't read it. Well, let me tell you what they really say. We'll even outline it in yellow for you. Read it and understand you're being lied to and your doctor's being lied to. And get the facts. That's the truth about the statin drugs, the four-tape set on statins. And then, of course, what you should know about the drug companies by Dr. Marshall Angel on the staff at Harvard, former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, you need to know about the drug companies. And believe me, they went after her in no uncertain terms to discredit her. Why? Because she dared to tell the American people the truth. And then, of course, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, an excellent book by Dr. Blaylock. We actually have moved more of those than probably any other book that, other than mine, The Brotherhood of Darkness. His book on aspartame and MSG, they're poisoning you, and they're poisoning your children. And this is what's responsible for the obesity epidemic, the diabetes epidemic, the outbreak of so many neurodegenerative diseases, why we're seeing so much Parkinson's disease and an increase in the incidence of MS and other diseases, so much more than we ever had before. And they knew all of these things were going to happen. The increase in brain tumors, they knew all of this before they authorized this. But, of course, who was responsible? A man named Donald Rumsfeld, who was the president of and general manager of Serial Pharmaceuticals back in 1981. And he got that drug, you know, legalized, and, of course, it's been poisoning people ever since. Today, of course, Donald Rumsfeld is the Secretary of Defense. And you know how compassionate he is about the 100,000 people that they've killed so far over in Iraq, bringing freedom to the Iraqi people. Ladies and gentlemen, they knew exactly what they were doing when they went in there. That's why when we went in, we dissolved the Iraqi army. We dissolved the Iraqi police force. We fired the people who kept the civil service, the public services going. Do you think they did that because they were stupid or because they wanted to create a chaotic situation? Who's funding the insurgents? Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. Who's funding Saudi Arabia and Pakistan? We are. Who funded the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War? Why, the Soviets. Who funded the Soviets? The American taxpayers. There's nothing new under the sun. That's what Solomon said, and I think he's exactly right. It's about time you understood what's going on. But first of all, you have to be concerned about your health. And Dr. Blaylock's third book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, that's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and of course, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. The truth about the statin drugs, all are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you, we do carry the Big Berkey water filters, and if you get the Berkey water filters to us, well, you get a four-tape set or a video we produced, and we have all sorts of four-tape sets on mercury and vaccines and on water fluoridations and aspartame and yes, even on the New Order of the Barbarians, and we'll actually hear the talk about the master plan to kill off a large part of the world's population. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for our ministry, Radio Liberty, because we're on the front battle of what's going on today. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.